Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Heat up your backyard with a new fire pit. Our fire pit bundle includes everything you need. Concrete landscape blocks, steel ring insert, pea gravel, and adhesive. All bundled together to make your project quick and easy. Visit us today in store or on Menards.com and save big on our full selection of fire pit projects and accessories today.
Save big money at Menards.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks. What happens when a Democrat senator takes to the Senate floor, explodes on his own party, and tells them they all deserve to lose? You're about to witness the most shocking Senate floor meltdown of 2025. Gang, we just witnessed what can only be described as a complete emotional breakdown on the Senate floor. Senator Cory Booker, Spartacus Booker, completely lost it on his fellow Democrats this week. And make sure to stick with me to the very end of this video because I'm going to show you how this is all part of a broader Democrat civil war that promises to implode the party just in time for the midterms. I'm Dr. Steve, your patron professor, and you're about to get a front row seat on the meltdown, not just of a senator, but of an entire political party that is crumbling under the weight of its own absurdities. So make sure to like, comment, and subscribe, and let's dive right in.
The Democratic Party needs a wake-up call. I see law firms bending a knee to this president, not caring about the larger principles, that those free speech rights, that you could take on any client, why are you bending the knee? I see universities that should be bastions of free speech bending at the knee to this president. I see businesses taking late night talk show hosts off the air because they dare to insult a president. I see people who want mergers suddenly think that they have to pay tribute to this president. And what are the very people here elected to defend the Constitution of the United States saying, oh, well, today, let's look the other way and pass some resources that won't go to Connecticut, that won't go to Illinois, that won't go to New York, that will go to the states he likes?
Now, I've got to set the context here because, again, it just makes it all the more delicious. What makes this so glorious is that this meltdown occurred when the Senate was trying to pass and amend some bipartisan police funding bills. That's it. It was purely a procedural moment in that process. It's the kind of stuff that usually sails through without controversy. But Spartacus decided to seize this otherwise mundane moment and have a total and complete temper tantrum on the Senate floor, basically freaking out over all the wins, particularly the cultural wins that Trump has been amassing over the last several weeks. And then he had a thing or two to say to his fellow Democrats.
That is complicity with an authoritarian leader who is trashing our Constitution. It's time for Democrats to have a backbone. It's time for us to fight. It's time for us to draw lines. And when it comes to the safety of my state being denied these grants, that's why I'm standing here. Don't question my integrity. Don't question my motives. I'm standing for Jersey. I am standing for my police officers. I'm standing for the Constitution, and I'm standing for what's right. And dear God, if you want to come at me that way, you're going to have to take it up with me because there's too much on the line right now in America. As people's due process rights and freedom of the speech rights and secret police are running around this country, picking people up off the streets who have a legal right to be here. There's too much going on in this country. When are we going to stand together for principles that I just heard that were agreed with? When are we going to stand together? If we don't stand as Democrats, we deserve to lose.
Now, what's so hilarious in all of this is that the ridiculous absurdity of Booker's temper tantrum on the Senate floor was called out by none other than a fellow Democrat, Amy Klobuchar, to boot. Check this out.
One of the things I don't understand here is that we have committees for a reason, and we have hearings for a reason. And you can't do one thing on Police Week and not show up and not object and let these bills go through and then say another a few weeks later in a big speech on the floor. So I like to show up at the markups, and I like to make my case. And I will note that Senator Booker objected to my police reauthorization bill, the COPS funding, the Clinton COPS funding, long before Donald Trump came into office. So this is not just about this. This is a long dispute over this type of funding.
So the Democrats are basically turning on each other here. The Senate Democrats are turning on each other. What you just saw there was Klobuchar throw Spartacus under the bus. She called out Cory Booker for missing committee meetings where these bills were discussed. In other words, there was a time for him to voice his objection over this bill, and he failed to even show up to do that. Dude, there was a time to voice your concern, but these procedural votes are not it. And you are literally wasting everyone's time grandstanding in front of the cameras in the hopes of launching yet another failed, embarrassing presidential campaign. Well, of course, Spartacus wasn't going to let that insult go.
But what I am tired of is when the president of the United States of America violates the Constitution, trashes our norms and traditions. And what does the Democratic Party do? Comply? Allow him? Beg for scraps? No, I demand justice.
We will stand bravely, dream boldly, and nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours, and our golden age has just begun.
Wow, it's such an exciting time to be alive today. As we speak, America's regaining its rightful place as the greatest, most powerful, and prosperous nation on earth. We're only 6 months into Trump's second term, and we already have so much to celebrate. Safe borders, the dismantling of DEI, $1 trillion in new investments in the U.S. economy. And just last month, America posted a stunning $27 billion budget surplus. It's the first June surplus since 2017 during Trump's first term. It's absolutely incredible. Trump is reshaping the entire economy, essentially righting the ship, which is now headed to much more prosperous shores. And what's most exciting is that this shift is creating massive opportunities for patriots like us to finally take control of our financial future. Listen, I believe we are truly standing on the precipice of what will be known as the most prosperous time in our nation's history, America's golden age. The only question is, will you be an active participant or will you be sitting on the sidelines watching everyone else build wealth? Well, the choice is yours, but if you want to be part of that former group, then I urge you to join me and my good friend Mark Wilburn next week for the Zero to Trading Online Bootcamp. Mark is a stock market whiz expert whose recent picks have led to returns of over 200%. He's an amazing teacher, and he's got a knack for demystifying the market so everyday Americans can participate in this incredible golden age we're entering. But don't wait. It all starts Monday, August 4th. So click that link below right now, register today, and I'll see you for an event that promises to change your life. Now, here's what the legacy media is so desperate to hide from you. This obviously isn't just about some obscure police funding bill. This is about a Democrat Party that is completely lost and does not know how to function in the aftermath. It's about a Democrat Party that is literally watching their entire world implode right before their very eyes. And now they're increasingly turning on each other, throwing each other under the bus, blaming each other for the loss of their precious little liberal world. The Democrats lost big in 2024, losing the White House, the Senate, the House, the vast majority of governorships, and state legislatures. They're down to just 3 votes on the Supreme Court, which just completely neutered their activist judges and their penchant for nationwide injunctions. They are the very definition of a party that has been completely locked out of power. And now voters are increasingly noticing how inept and impotent they really are. The latest Quinnipiac polling, again just days ago, found that congressional Democrats had reached an all-time low approval rating of just 19%, with 72% disapproving. It's the worst performance since Quinnipiac began asking congressional approval questions 16 years ago. In every single major political issue, everyone, from border security to mass deportations, from taxes to tariffs, from the economy and inflation to DEI and trans athletes and women's sports, in every single major political issue, both Trump and the Republicans are literally crushing the Democrats by double digits. And with meltdowns like that, we could see precisely why. Spartacus has yet to come to the realization that the virtue signaling nonsense of the Democrats no longer resonates with the vast majority of the electorate. All these cries of injustice, inequality, fascism, authoritarianism, democracy, all of that rings so pathetically hollow today. Poll after poll after poll shows that the American people overwhelmingly want some form of America First policies. They want their borders secured. They want manufacturing and industry brought back to the country. And they want cultural security. They want their cultures, their culture, their traditions, and so forth, celebrated rather than denigrated. They don't want these sleazeball Democrat salesmen like Spartacus and what they're selling. And it's clearly causing a massive rupture inside the Democrat Party. So you got on one side, the AOC side, the Mamdani side that wants to double down on all the progressive 80-20 doom loop absurdities. And you got the other side, the Pelosi-Schumer establishment side that wants to abandon progressivism and focus on the children, on more mainstream issues that are basically Republican light. That's what the current mayor, the Democrat mayor of San Francisco, is doing. He's basically governing like Rudy Giuliani right now. And in the middle of that civil war, you got the likes of Spartacus freaking out because the party is in the midst of destroying itself. So we are watching yet another horrible, horrible day for the Democrats, which means another wonderful day for the country. All right, gang, this is the moment we've all been waiting for. Registration is now open for the America Awakened Masterclass. This isn't just some pre-recorded snooze fest. This is a live, no-holds-barred deep dive with me. Raw, real, unfiltered, just like the early days when Turley Talks lit the fire that built a movement. Now listen, our early bird discount is disappearing fast. Time is short. Click that link, lock in your seat, and be a part of the cultural renaissance rising across the nation. Let's awaken America together.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
Extreme cold weather advisory in effect this morning.
You're a contractor. You have a contract.
All right, guys, come on. Let's do this.
A little snow and ice isn't stopping you. Not today, not any day. Shouldn't your flashing tape be working through it all too? Only Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape's high-performance acrylic adhesive sticks, re-sticks, and stays stuck, even on the roughest surfaces in rain, snow, heat, and more. So you stay in control when it matters most. Show weather who's boss with Frog Tape Pro Grade Flashing Tape.
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Stephen at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Stephen.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.